old business, and it's case 12374. Oh, sorry. 12373, sorry, is the case under old business.
And I presume, Ms. Cornwell, since you're at the dais and this was an appeal of your decision.
Oh, I'm staying out of it.
I just thought I'd remind you and the board.
Okay. Mr. Short, would you like to give us a refresher of this application?
I certainly can, Madam Chair. This is, as you may recall, there had been a decision. There had been a site plan application filed by Cheney Enterprises to the Planning and Zoning Commission for a site plan approval for a concrete production facility on property zoned HI1 near Ellendale. The site plan went through to the Planning and Zoning Commission and was approved. We are not here to determine whether the Planning and Zoning Commission made the right decision on that. There is a separate appeal that's been filed on that issue. The issue before you is whether the director made a correct decision in allowing that to go forward, and specifically the three issues that were raised by the appellants, which are some neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Brower and Mr. and Mrs. Mullaney. The three issues that they raised were that the director erred by not requiring the applicant to apply for a potentially hazardous use, that the director erred not requiring the applicant to submit a special use exception application, and that the director erred in permitting the site plan approval process to proceed. So those are the three kind of general threshold questions for you. I know we had a lot of discussion on section 115-110, which outlines the permitted uses in the HI1 district. There was some discussion about section 115-111, which outlines the potentially hazardous use section of the HI1 zone. There's also some discussion about 115-210, which outlines a general section on special use exceptions. At issue before you is essentially, do you affirm the director's decision or do you reverse the director's decision? As noted before, it is a technical kind of legal question for the board, so you're wearing a different hat than you would where we have applications like we heard earlier tonight for variances, special use exceptions.
I have really struggled with this one. To the point I'm losing sleep.
Well, tell us why.
Well, I'm not 100% sure it's not a hazard use. I just wasn't convinced. I know it's heavy industrial. I mean, I understand that. And I'm sure it's just when it was zoned heavy industrial, there wasn't those neighbors around. And now there's neighbors, a lot of neighbors. And it's going to change a lot of people's lives. Could be unsafe for a lot of people. And that's where I'm coming into this.
But what were they using the property for in these last 33 years? If it was heavy industrial, what was there?
Nothing.
They just got the zoning and they've never done anything with it?
Cheney just took it over. Well, I understand it, right, Mr. Short?
I'd have to go through the record as to what it was done before.
This is new, right?
The plant would be new.
There's really no industrial concrete there.
Yeah, I would have to go back and actually kind of call the record to see what they did it before. For some reason, I think it may have been a construction plan, but that it really, we know that it was not used as a concrete production facility, whether you call it a central plant or a concrete batch plant. So that's really the issue before you now. But it is zoned HI1. The portion of the property in question was zoned HI1. It's 6 acres of, I believe it's 17 in total, that's at issue.
I think it's a construction facility or something of that nature.
I can see where Jeff's coming from. These people are not going to know what kind of hours it's going to do, how much dust it's going to do. They don't know anything going on at all. And I can see their point too, but I can see.
I see the other side as well.
I see the other side as well. It was a heavy industrial. It's approved for it. And it's a shame it's got to be that way too. I mean, but I can next to it. I don't know how they're going to make that either. So, but I think teams are doing the right thing, and that's why they bought it, because it can be that short use. So.
Well, hopefully it wouldn't.
But they did say.
Just be the 6 acres.
That yeah. Chain would work with the residents.
We can't put any conditions on that. We have to answer these three questions that we're asked to.
Yeah, this is not a conditional use type thing or special use exception application for you. Yeah.
And I'm not 100% convinced myself that it's not a hazardous use. That's where I come into this, because it's not black and white.
So our second question is to add that the director's actions and or determination not to refer Cheney Enterprises to the Board of Adjustment for a public hearing on a special use exemption for a concrete batching plant was an error, and that a public hearing and determination must be conducted.
But I think she went down to C, that 115.110C. It says that it can be that.
Yeah.
So I mean, she didn't go any farther than that, and that's and she did her job there on that.
As an allowable use.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Understanding the points that are made regarding the issue, tough question, but we need to make a decision based upon the facts and the testimony. And so, Madam Chair, I move that we affirm the decision of the director as it pertains to case number 12373. Christian and Constance Bauer and Andrew and Christine Maloney, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. This appeal pertains to property zone H1 heavy industrial located near Ellendale, Delaware. Cheney Enterprises proposed to operate a concrete production facility on this site. On appeal, the neighbors raised three questions to the board alleging that the director erred in A, not requiring the applicant to apply to the board for a potentially hazardous use, B, not requiring the applicant to submit a special use exception application, and C, permitting the site plan approval process to proceed. With regard to the first issue, I find that the director was correct in not requiring Cheney Enterprises to apply to the board for a potentially hazardous use. Subsection 115-110C identifies concrete products and the mixing and proportioning plants as permitted uses. A mixing and proportioning plant, which is also referred to as a central mixing plant, involves a mixture of ingredients to create concrete. Water is added during that process. This type of plant is sometimes referred to as a wet plant. The applicant proposes to operate a concrete batching plant, which is sometimes referred to as a dry plant. With a concrete batching plant, the mixture is created and water is added to concrete trucks in batches. While the two types of plants have different names, the distinction is one without a difference. The appellant's attorney acknowledged that a concrete central mixing and proportioning plant has identical ingredients and methods of processing the raw materials into concrete as a concrete batching plant, and that the terms of the two facilities are interchangeable. While the appellant's attorney later retracted the interchangeable statement, the materials subsequently provided by the appellants notes that regardless of the type of facility, the emission sources are generally consistent. The only significant difference between the two facilities is when water is added to the mix. Though a concrete batching plant is not identified as a specifically permitted use, Cheney's proposed use is clearly a similar industrial use with no greater objectionable influences than a central mixing plant. There was no doubt as to the proposed use, product, or process. As such, the proposed use is permitted, and the director was correct in not referring this application to the board as a potentially hazardous use. I also find that the application does not need to be submitted as a potentially hazardous use under subsection 115-111. Appellants argued that 115-111 applies because the production of concrete involves the use of materials such as cement, sand, and gravel. The appellant suggests that the presence of these materials in the concrete making process requires that the use be considered potentially hazardous. I disagree. Cheney is not making cement, sand, or gravel. Rather, these are ingredients in the production of concrete. I learned about cement and concrete a couple weeks ago. Using this logic, no concrete facility would be allowed without a potentially hazardous use hearing, and that argument flies in the fact of the plain reading of subsection 115-110C, which identifies concrete products, mixing and proportioning plants, and similar industrial uses as permitted uses. Likewise, such a broad reading also runs contrary to the plain reading of other portions of the code. For example, flour is identified as a potentially hazardous use, but a bakery is listed as a permitted use. I refuse to adopt the appellant's argument here. With regard to the second issue, I find that the director was correct in not requiring Cheney Enterprises to submit a special use exception. The appellants argued that a special use exception is required under subsection 115-210, but that argument is flawed. 115-210 is a general list of uses which require special use exception, and those uses are specified in each district. A concrete batching plant, however, is not specified as needing a special use exception in the H1 district. While in the other zoning districts, the code requires applicants to obtain special use exceptions prior to operating concrete batching plants, no such requirement in the H1 zoning. There is no such requirement in the H1 zoning district. When looking at the code in its full context, the lack of this prior authorization makes sense. The H1 zone is the most intensive zoning classification, and the purpose of the district is to preserve land for industrial uses and exclude new residential or commercial development. In other words, the additional layer of approvals required in other districts for this use is not required in the H1 district because the district was designed for these types of uses. Acceptance of the appellant's arguments would create an absurd result whereby an owner of a property zoned heavy industrial would be required to obtain a special use exception and a potentially hazardous use prior to operating a concrete batch plant. This position runs contrary to the plain meaning of the statutory language in the code and the literal interpretation thereof. With regard to the third issue, since the proposed use is a permitted use under subsection 115-110C, the director did not err in permitting the site plan approval process to proceed. For these reasons, I move that we affirm the decision of the director.
Have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr.
Sure. Could we clarify that when he stated H1, he meant heavy industrial district?
HI1.
Just clarification for the record.
That's correct, Mr. Carson.
That's correct.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Workman.
Aye.
Mr. Corman.
Nay.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Carson.
Aye.
And I too, so with a vote of 4-1, the appeal is denied. But I will say that you all have to live in the same area and you need to be good neighbors to each other. They're not leaving and neither are you apparently. Please be good neighbors.
Thank you.
Additional business. Any additional business before the board tonight?
I will not be at the next meeting, Madam Chair.
Thank you for letting us know. Anything else? You guys are awful quiet. It's only 8:14.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn. Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
You just made the motion. There we go.
I'm kidding. Aye.
All righty.